Thank you for joining me. My name is Tom Moses. Today I'd like to talk to you about drafting your spill contingency plan. Contingency planning is the first step toward increased spill emergency preparedness. The time you spend planning can minimize your cost and liability. Tailor the plan to meet your company's operations. Evaluate every activity that poses a spill risk. List the contacts you might need. Keep your plan in a secure place with 24-hour access, ready to be activated at a moment's notice. Careful planning pays off. Being adequately prepared to handle spills of hazardous materials, diesel fuel, and other regulated substances quickly and cost-effectively requires careful planning. It also means having a team in place that is ready to take action when the call comes in, day or night, on weekends or holidays. A good first step is to survey your entire operation to identify every activity that has the potential to produce an environmental release. Mapping out a detailed, written spill contingency plan for each of those activities is next. Have spill kits, tools, and absorbent materials at the ready. The contingency plan is your blueprint for efficient coordination of cleanup, mitigation, and reporting activities after an environmental release requiring a fast emergency response and cleanup. The plan should contain detailed instructions for handling spills quickly and complying with all regulations associated with those incidents. The value of a written plan. Creating a written plan is important because it ensures that the right people in your company are notified, the right internal and external reports are completed, and preferred contractors are dispatched. Your contingency plan should include company contact information and emergency response guidelines. You also need to know which agency or authority has jurisdiction and to whom you owe reports, and by when, to avoid penalties for failure to comply. Include outside resources. List the names and phone numbers of local, state, and federal environmental agencies and their reporting requirements. Appoint someone to be responsible for keeping up with any changes. List the names and contact information of local environmental cleanup contractors qualified to handle spills of materials you use or transport everywhere your vehicles operate. Line up outside resources and experts and make them part of your spill emergency team. You might include one experienced in environmental claims management for technical and legal help. By aligning yourself with experts who can offer assistance when you need it most, you broaden your state of preparedness and minimize your company's exposure to high spill-related costs. Our company, Spill Center, for example, assists clients with spill contingency planning, contractor referrals, regulatory reporting, invoice auditing, incident screening, and spill documentation. About half the spills managed by Spill Center for transportation customers involve ruptured saddle tanks or damaged crossover fuel lines. The average amount of fuel released is just over 100 gallons, and the average cleanup cost per incident exceeds $15,000. We calculate that fleets can expect about 1% of their power units to have a spill each year. Any fleet not seeing 1% a year probably isn't catching all of their incidents. Never try to cover up an environmental incident. Stiff fines for failure to report make that an unwise decision. Spill Center's resources include a database of reporting requirements and over 3,000 local, state and provincial, and federal contacts. We also maintain information on more than 3,000 for-hire cleanup contractors qualified in spill response and located throughout North America. Spill Center does not receive compensation from contractors. We also help clients complete custom contingency plans online at Spill Center for access anytime. Accessibility to your contingency plan is vital. Keep it in a secure location, accessible 24/7. Spill Center's client plans are kept at our secure website. Regardless of whether you prefer to coordinate your own spill response and reporting or have a third party handle it, make the contingency plan a vital part of your preparedness. The contingency plan will help you meet requirements in 40 CFR that relate to having an emergency response plan for protection of public health and the environment. The value of planning. The time you spend planning a spill can help minimize your costs and limit the likelihood of liability claims in the event of a release. The white paper entitled Spill Preparedness in Transportation is available for download from the Spill Center website. The paper discusses controlling costs and limiting liability after spills. For more information, visit us online at spillcenter.com. Telephone us at 978-568-1922 or send an email, tmoses@spillcenter.com.